We've been doing a state-by-state check-in on Senate races and some governorships, and today we're going to hear about Connecticut. Longtime Democratic Senator Christopher Dodd is retiring, and the race to succeed him is between a conservative Republican businesswoman, Linda McMahon, and Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal. McMahon's business was World Wrestling Entertainment. This is from one of her commercials. Two women in a car talking about how McMahon made her money.
So what do you think about Linda McMahon?
Well, I like what she's saying.
What about the wrestling stuff?
Not exactly my cup of tea.
Oh, it's a soap opera.
Really?
Look, she tamed the traveling show world of professional wrestling, turned it into a global company, and created 500 jobs here in Connecticut.
All right, so? Think she can shake things up in Washington?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, joining us from Hartford, Connecticut now is Mark Pasniokas, who is Capitol Bureau Chief for the Connecticut Mirror. And first, has Linda McMahon's advantage as a self-financing candidate who created some jobs outweighed whatever misgivings people might have about professional wrestling?
Her advantages as a self-financing candidate have certainly outweighed those advantages. I'm not sure how well her message about creating jobs has resonated. I think the heart of her message is, I am not of Washington. I am not of the political elite. And this year, as you've seen around the country, that's a message that's working.
Now, according to the polls, Democrat Richard Blumenthal, the attorney general, has a tougher race on his hands now than seemed likely a few months ago. This is from one of his ads.
I'm sick of her ads.
The truth is, Dick Blumenthal stopped nearly $1 billion in utility rate hikes and supports cutting taxes for the middle class. Linda McMahon just doesn't get it.
He certainly has been a politician for a long time.
I mean, Richard Blumenthal has the resume that every politician would die for. And in any year but this one, he would have the resume that can't be beat. It is truly a gold-plated resume, starting with his undergrad years at Harvard, Yale Law with Bill and Hillary Clinton. He was an aide in the Nixon White House to Daniel Patrick Moynihan. And for good measure, he was a clerk for Harry Blackmun in the Supreme Court. If that's not enough, he was the country's youngest U.S. attorney, and he's been Connecticut's longest-serving attorney general.
Of course, earlier this year, he was caught out implying that he had served in Vietnam, which would embellish this incredibly gold-plated resume as it is. Has he put all that behind him?
By and large, he has. As far as those controversies go, it was an odd one because this was not a case of a man constructing these fabulous tales and putting himself in specific places. This was a guy who, for most of his career, was quite diligent in accurately portraying that he was a Marine reservist. But there were at least five cases where he's out on the stump and he would say things like, "When I returned from Vietnam, this is how we were treated." It's almost inexplicable because the standing he had in Connecticut, even now, even with the race being a statistical dead heat, his job approval rating is still 68%. You know, people think he's been a really good attorney general.
How does Blumenthal, as a Democrat running in a year that doesn't look too promising for the Democrats, how does he finesse the problem of joining with a majority and an administration in Washington, he would hope, which has been losing popularity nationwide?
Well, that's a question his campaign has not been able to answer. He had a rather unpleasant milestone that he hit yesterday when the Quinnipiac poll really pronounced it a dead heat. And it looked like really what drove it is the incredible anger that voters are feeling towards Washington. About a third of the electorate described itself as angry with the federal government. And among those voters, Linda McMahon is supported by better than 70%. When he jumped into the race, the day that Chris Dodd, a very battered and tired Chris Dodd, got out, the Democrats rejoiced. This race immediately was put into the safe column for the Democrats. Nobody really took McMahon that seriously. They paid some attention to her because she jumped in by saying, "Look, I'm willing to spend $50 million on this race." And to put that into a context, the norm in Connecticut is about $6 million for a statewide race. So we're in just a whole nother universe here.
Mark, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's Mark Pasniokas, who is Capitol Bureau Chief for the Connecticut Mirror. He spoke to us from Hartford.
You're listening to All Things Considered.